Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
I once gave a retreat to the employees of a social service agency of a Midwestern diocese. I told the assembled social workers that the theological foundations of what they do is one of the most boring to study in all of theology, but the application of that theology is some of the most exciting activity of the church, Catholic social services. This field is referred to as the social justice teaching of the church. In the year 1891, Pope Leo XIII published Rerum Novarum, and since then, modern popes have issued encyclicals, instructions, on the social justice teaching of the Church. Pope Pius XI published beautifully written encyclicals, most all of which contain facets of how social justice teaching should be applied. His encyclical on the social reign of Christ the King is very stirring, as well as his encyclical on St. Francis of Assisi and so many others. The Church prefers to give general principles to help guide decisions in this area. This Labor Day weekend, we recall that in our own Diocese of Peoria in the 1930s and 40s, we sponsored labor schools in Peoria, inviting labor and management to learn about the Christian principles on which the workers' right to unionize and negotiate are based. The thrust of social justice teaching is to apply our Lord's teaching about the goodness we must show our neighbor. The specific ways in which we might do this are conveniently summarized in the corporal works of mercy: to feed the hungry, to give water to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick, to visit the imprisoned or ransom the captive, and to bury the dead. We often hear that the church should be, quote, less legalistic, unquote, that Jesus preached love and so we shouldn't hold each other or ourselves to account. Jesus did indeed preach love, but love is not always a passion. It is much more than that. We can show love even at times this makes us or others feel uncomfortable. Any parent knows that. Sometimes we do have to act out of tough love, acting for the best interest of those we love or for the good of the community, even if that is not appreciated. Indeed, our Lord lays out the instructions for legal processes in the church in the gospel today. Quote, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector, unquote. Of course, in the church we have to hold people to objective standards set by God, called divine law, or by the church, ecclesiastical law, to indicate God's will for all people. So, baptism is done with flowing water as instituted by Christ. Should a priest seek corporate sponsors for his baptisms and baptize with Red Bull or Dr. Pepper, we could easily judge those baptisms to be invalid. Should a deacon who loves animals decide to marry two Great Danes who seem to be real partners, it would not be a real marriage, either sacramentally or civilly, no matter how cute their puppy videos were. Should someone consider committing some intrinsically immoral evil like abortion, grand theft, sacrilege, we can and we should charitably warn them against performing these actions. Never thinking avoiding being judgmental can allow us to avoid the truth. Our Lord has laid this out for us: inform our brother of his fault, then go with witnesses, and then involve the church. Now, being convinced of our own rightness does not allow us to lord it over or feel superior in our relationship with others. In many ways, perhaps, we should feel humbled that our Lord has allowed us his friendship. So our approach to others should not be high-handed, but full of kindness. St. Paul quotes our Lord when he states in Romans, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and then he continues, love does no evil to the neighbor, hence love is the fulfillment of the law. On this Labor Day weekend, be grateful for all the blessings you have received this summer from our Lord, while you look at your life to see how you might better exemplify the social justice teaching of Christ and his church. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.